interest and it's politics and it's democracy, and people have had their say, and now I think we have to look forward to see what we're going to do going forward. I think a lot of people from outside will be looking in to see what sort of formation will be in the next government, and I think every party will be reflecting on the result.
What do you think from your party's perspective? I mean, there are different views. It's a democracy. People can have different points of view. What do you think of the direction of the party, its leadership, and decisions that have been made?
Well, I think, you know, if it was the role over the last 4 years to be seen to be playing the great statesman and the confidence in supply, that wasn't... That wasn't respected by the electorate. We heard an awful lot of discussion over the last number of years about Brexit and stuff. And to me personally, I think a lot of that was a deflection away from the real issues like the hospital beds and the housing situation. Fianna Fáil came across all the time. They were saying, we know the situation's bad in health, we know the situation's bad in housing, but because of Brexit, we don't want to go to the country.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, did the electorate respect them for that? I don't think they did. So I think Fianna Fáil themselves now as a party will have to sit down and reflect on the results they've had. We've lost a lot of high-profile TDs around the country. I'm sure it's going to be difficult for them. Elections are difficult for a lot of people. But as a party, no matter where you are, you have to sit down and reflect and assess the electorate to see what they've done and going forward. I don't think we should be, as a party, in any rush to do anything either.